We have a lot of videos of the podcast and various other tutorials on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel at mixingmusicpodcast.com/YouTube. Happy mixing and enjoy the show.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music. I am DK, and today we want to talk about ways of charging money, how to charge money, when to start charging money, how much you should be charging, when to increase your prices, all that jazz. So today, as we talk about this, I want to introduce some concepts. You can decide to use them or not, but I want to help you start making money from your projects or start making more money from your projects. And the first thing that I want to talk about is the importance of taking a down payment. Now, before I used to take down payments, I had the problem, and you might have this problem too, of a lot of people rescheduling appointments, canceling appointments, not showing up, not really taking the session seriously. All of that changed as soon as I started taking a deposit. Now, that's because people have to invest some money. They have to sacrifice something in order to schedule a session with you. That made it a lot easier for people to realize the importance of the session and to take it more seriously so they couldn't just reschedule it later because it's just hanging out, right? No, they've taken a risk. So when you take a deposit, they're going to take that session a lot more seriously, in my opinion. And actually, statistically speaking, from my website and from my overall growth of my sessions, I actually had quite a huge drop off of people canceling and rescheduling and all that stuff, like a considerable amount. Like, I started saving hundreds, if not thousands, like $1,000, couple thousand dollars a year, just specifically from doing that. I know it seems, for some people, it may seem like, oh, I don't want to charge people before they come in, but you should take that leap of faith, and it will definitely help you with your journey of collecting money from people. Also, it helps as you collect some money, and if they do cancel, you can put up some, like, a little bit of a policies thing on your website, as I have done, and say that if you don't show up at all, I get to keep your deposit. Deposits are always non-refundable. And as far as how much you charge for a deposit, that is totally up to you. I would say anywhere between like 15, 20 to like 40%, maybe even 50%. Or even if it's like just for the first hour, they pay for the first hour. Either way, whatever it is, I always feel like you should be charging a down payment. And that way, even if they run away, you can always have some money that you can rely on. You should always be taking a down payment. That will help your business. Another thing about charging money, I really believe you should be always be charging something. You shouldn't really be working for free. People value the product more when they have to sacrifice something. So I always think that you should be charging. And now the question that I want to answer is, when should I be charging for the first time? And I think that the answer is you should typically, to be honest, like you should be charging at least $5, you know, like very little money, even when you're just starting. And you should start charging when you feel like you've gotten efficient. Now, if you're going to be doing something that other people can do in an hour, but it takes you 10 hours, maybe it's not a good idea for you to charge. But if you feel like you've gotten efficient to the point where a client can come into your studio and work with you and they feel like you're not wasting any of their time, you're not taking longer than is needed, then I think you can start charging. And when should you start charging more? In my opinion, I feel like you should be the golden rule for charging more should be if you get upset or worried or pretty pissed off about the fact that you're charging so little. Like if you start to get like remorse from charging so little, then that's the best time to start charging more. Like if you're like, hey, I'm going to do $100 this song, and then you start doing it and you're like, dang, I should have charged more. That's when you should start charging more. I will also say to accompany that, you should also charge more based on your clientele. So if you have a lot of clients and you're booked out for at least a few days at a time, maybe that a few days isn't really worth raising your rates. But if you're booked out for quite a bit, maybe a couple weeks or maybe a month, and you have a huge influx of clients coming in, that might be a good time to raise your rates. You will lose clients, but actually, I mean, this is economics, but there's a way you can potentially actually make more money by having less clients by charging more money. Now, I'm not going to break down the math for you. This is something that you have to experience on your own and figure it out. But if you are getting upset about how little you are charging, and assuming that you actually have a lot of clients, right? Enough clients, and you're upset, like, I could be making more money elsewhere. You shouldn't really be thinking that I could be making more money elsewhere if you actually have no other clients to go to. If you're just upset of how little you are, like, and you have no clients, no other clients, that's just like the struggle that you have to go through. Like, that's the hustle that everybody has to go through. But if you have enough clientele and you're legitimately potentially losing money because you're not charging enough and you feel upset about it, then you should charge more. I will also say that people tend to limit themselves on, a lot of businesses tend to limit themselves based on what kind of ways people can pay. Now, for my business, I find it very awesome that I use Square to take cash credit and debit cards, which is amazing. It's really easy for people. There is a small processing fee, but guys, to be honest, like that processing fee, even for PayPal, anything that you use, that shouldn't deter you. There's no reason why a processing fee, that 2% is worth the flexibility and the opportunities for clients to have an easier time. You want to make the client's job really easy. You want their payment methods to be so simple that they have no issues. So I think that you should open up your net, cast a wider net by making all sorts of payment options available. For example, I accept cash, check, card, and credit cards. Obviously, I take PayPal payments, Venmo, Cash App. There's a lot of different payments that I accept just so the client can have an easier job finding a way to pay me. Now, I've also introduced things like invoices. I use software online. There's a company called Wave Apps where you can send out invoices and they can pay directly from the invoice. Or I have links where they can then send it to PayPal or Venmo or whatever. You should not be worried about that processing fee because that cost is worth making it efficient for your client. You want to take away that workload for your client so they can have an easier time paying you and they have no excuses. Now, I know a lot of you have a hard time finding the motivation to charge someone. You may be worried that the value that you provide may not be worth the money that you're asking for. Don't worry about that. If that is really the case, then charge a little bit less. Like, make it so you're comfortable charging the amount that you're charging for, you know, make sure that you're comfortable with it. And then find out slowly over time, try to get upset that you're charging so little. Like, go and find clients, so many clients that, that are willing to work with you, and get upset, get frustrated, find ways to get frustrated of how little you're charging and, you know, motivate yourself to charge a little bit more. Now, for me, I was able to charge slowly more and more, and I charged more every single year, and it was only like $5. I charged this is when I was recording, I was charging $45 an hour, and then I eventually, the next year, in January, I changed to $50 an hour, and the next year, I changed to $55 an hour, and that little change, sure, I may have lost a couple clients, but honestly, I didn't lose almost any. I virtually lost any, but I made a little bit more money. Actually, more people started booking me, and I had higher-end clients. Now, this is the secret to working with better clients. I know I'm kind of scatterbrained, and I'm kind of bouncing around the place, but this is really important. This is a secret. If you want better quality clients, if you want better quality clients, then you need to charge more money. Now, that being said, you shouldn't charge more money if you have no clients or if you're already charging too much. Like, this is if you have clients coming in, and if you're getting frustrated about the fact that I have a ton of clients but they're all really low level clients, it might be time for you to charge more so you get more prepared people and people that are willing to sacrifice more for an art that they've worked longer on. Does that make sense? People that have just started music aren't willing to, the less experienced musicians aren't willing to pay more. So you have to work, you have to deal with the fact that they're less experienced. People that are more experienced start to appreciate the fact that there's more value in things that you have to pay more for. So that might be another tactic for you as well. Again, I'm not saying what you should be doing, but you should be considering all of these options. Now, I will say that obviously making money is a really important aspect of your business, but you should always remember that the craft is why you're there, and making the customer happy is why you're there as well. You do want to focus your time and efforts to make the money that they spend worth it. You want to give them value. You want to give them a reason for it to keep coming back, and the reason for, and if your thing is just your skill, that's awesome. But there might be small things like you give out free coffee or free soda at your studio, and that just adds a little bit more value to the studio, you know? I think that having a nice studio design, like having the interior have a vibe and people come in and be like, hey, this is a nice setup. Like, I think that having cheap IKEA stuff and like going on Pinterest and finding furniture and finding studio design kind of stuff is a good investment, because you're adding to the vibe, you're adding value for if you have clients coming into your studio. Now, that may not be as important if nobody's coming into your studio. But in my case, I actually love having clients come in because I'm way too extrovert to be here alone all by myself. And I love to be able to see that smile on the client's faces, and I love to see their head bobbing and knowing that I'm in the right location, and also having their creative input on the mix as well. I really hope that you find a balance of charging money and how to charge money, when to start charging money, and taking a deposit. I think that taking a deposit is pretty universal. I can't really think of any reason right off the top of my head. You might have a reason, but really do consider heavily taking in a deposit if you aren't already. It really does help, and it does help in better clientele, more quality sessions, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. This is Mixing Music. I'm your host, DK. Thank you. I just want to do a quick shout out real fast. Thank you to everyone who has left a 5-star rating or review. I was able to be featured by Apple as, at one point, I was number one for the new and noteworthy, the new upcoming podcasts under music. I was also ranked under technology and hobbies, which is amazing. I don't know if anybody listens to or watches Unbox Therapy on YouTube, but they had the number one spot on the Apple listings for a while, and then I was number two. I was right next to Unbox Therapy for technology, which is insane to me. That's crazy. So thank you so much. Leaving those 5-star reviews and ratings are honestly super duper helpful, and is one of the main motivations that I can keep growing my podcast and helping more people, and you know, helping motivate more people to do better in their jobs and in their careers and in their hobbies, you know. And if mixing is a hobby for you, if recording is a hobby for you, then keep going for it. This is a great hobby. It's a great passion to have, and it's a great way that you can help people. And I'm just trying to spread that love and passion that I have. So thank you again for leaving a rating, and thank you again for subscribing to the podcast. I'm going to be releasing an episode every Tuesday and Thursday from now on, twice a week. And they will be short episodes, maybe like, you know, 8 to 15 minutes long, sometimes 20 minutes long, sometimes less than 8 minutes long, but these short form podcasts for you guys, for you to quick listen on ways that you can change your mixing mindset, mixing workflow, techniques, anything like that. Feel free to message me on Instagram at DK Mixes, DEEKEI Mixes, if you have any questions or topics that you'd like for me to hit on the podcast. If you have any mixes that you'd like some feedback on, feel free to email me an MP3 at DEEKEIMixes@gmail.com, DKMixes@gmail.com. I love giving feedback on mixes. I feel like I'm quite good at giving feedback on mixes. I did make an entire episode about it. Test me, you know, see if I'm a man of my word and if I follow my own little techniques and advice. Really don't feel bad about messaging me or emailing me. You're not wasting my time. I do want that. And because the podcast is so new, I do have a lot of time to respond to those messages. That wraps it up for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating. That means so much to me and helps so much, as I've mentioned before. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And hustle, keep hustling, keep grinding every single day, you know, try to be better every single day, find ways to improve, be the best that you can possibly be, and stay saucy, my friend.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by Launchpod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with Launchpod Media. Is episodes once a week not enough for you, or are you looking for more technical information from the Mixing Music Podcast? Well, guess what? Now you can. You can subscribe to our exclusive content and triple the amount of episodes that you get access to. That's right. Instead of the free once a week episodes, you get 3 episodes a week for only $4 a month or $40 a year. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive to get access to those episodes now.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.